The 15th stanza in the first Panchen Lama's poem is, "If, due to karma, an intermediate state is established, may erroneous appearances be purified through immediately analyzing and realizing the absence of inherent existence, of the sufferings of birth, death, and intermediate state." At the end of the period during which the subtlest mind remains in the body, there is a slight movement of the wind on which the mind of clear light rides, and the most subtle wind and most subtle consciousness leave the open drop of white and red constituents at the heart and exit the body. A small amount of blood emerges from the nose, and a small amount of essential white fluid emerges from the sexual organ, indicating that this final level of consciousness has left the body. Although these signs might not occur in those whose bodies have been wasted by disease. At this point, the body begins to rot and smell. The best of those yogis who do not achieve Buddhahood during their lifetime achieve an illusory body in place of an intermediate state. Ordinary people, unable to rise in an illusory body because they have not attained the higher realizations, pass into an ordinary intermediate state through the force of karma. If this happens, you should immediately recognize and understand your situation. When the clear light ceases and the remaining seven states start to dawn in reverse order, this marks the beginning of the intermediate state. Here, at the opening of the state between lives, you pass through the eight phases just as you do when waking up, beginning a dream, coming to from fainting, and emerging from orgasm. Clear light, vivid black mind sky, vivid red-orange mind sky, vivid white mind sky, flame of a lamp, fireflies, smoke, and mirage. Just as when you go to sleep, you re-emerge with a dream body, so in the intermediate state, you suddenly have a body shaped like that in which you will be reborn. This body is often like your future body at around age 5 or 6. Like a dream body, it is made from a wind-mind combination. The wind on which the mind of clear light rides is the substantial cause of that body. But it also is a cooperative condition contributing to the mind of the intermediate state. The mind of clear light, conversely, is the substantial cause of the mind of the intermediate state and the cooperative condition contributing to the body of the intermediate state being.